from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and deep drive to right. Line drive out of here. Home run, Jake Cronenworth. And the Padres, three batters in, they lead 3-0. Here's an 0-1. Swing and a ball punched in the center, falling fast, and Taylor dives for it. And it was well in front of the glove. It trickles behind him, and that affords the Padres a run. And a swing and a fly ball, deep right field. And this ball is out of here. A two-run home run for Peralta. The Padres lead 8-0 in the third inning.
This is a disaster. And the topic at hand is the futures of Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton. 412-928-9370. And I wonder sometimes if Bob Dunning hears just the letdown, especially among longtime fans. And sometimes I forget, Paul, the kind of emotion that the Pirates engender, because they've spent years, you know, mired in apathy, but not really. There's so many people who love this team so much. And I'm sure you get emails from these people. I get emails from these people. This is Bob. I've been a diehard Pirates fan since I was a kid. I love the 79 We Are Family season. I follow them religiously. I'm following them this year more than I have in a decade, and I've been so disappointed, says Bob. The hitting is atrocious. The lineup makes no sense. I can't understand how we got this bad. I think it's time for another overhaul. There's absolutely no excitement or buzz around the place. Wants a new owner. Then there's another guy named John. And I'm sure you hear from these guys too, Paul. In 1958, I saw all but 5 Pirates home games, says John. Can you imagine Danny Murtaugh putting up with this? Has anyone on this squad had his rear end chewed out or fined?
See, people that write that, okay, they don't understand modern athlete.
I know, but you can bench people. Yankees manager did it to one of his better players.
I agree with that. You can bench people, but people don't want to see Shelton, you know, standing at the top of the dugout and screaming at people. It's a completely
But the point here is
and the thing about it is
the longtime fans who feel betrayed.
Right, but
by
that's why I don't want to hear, well, Danny Murtaugh would have never put up, or Chuck Knoll would have never put up with that. It's a different, modern athletes are different. And that's not to say it's right or wrong, but the other part of it is if you're Mike Tomlin, okay, you've commanded enough respect that if you get, you know, you get in somebody's rear end and scream at them, you know what I mean, or whatever, or you get on them or whatever, they've got to. They're probably going to have to respect what you're because you're Mike Tomlin. But
I guess, although guys don't seem to, they quit on him left and right.
It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're a guy with cachet like that,
right,
you might be able to get away with.
Or you can create your own cachet by setting down the law once in a while and pulling somebody.
Right.
Even Clint Hurdle did it one time.
My point is it's harder to do that when you're 150 games under 500 or whatever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a chicken or the egg thing, I guess.
Because now it's to the point where most of the guys in that clubhouse are probably like, well, this dude might not even be here next year.
Well, I mean, this is the way this guy feels, you know? He says the field manager is a nice guy rather than a leader. He says, get serious here. We need General Patton, not Sister Teresa. That's what he said.
True.
He said they run to first base like they have cement blocks tied to their feet. So, and the hitting coach, he says, but really, Paul, forget the details. My point there is there's people who live and die with this baseball team. And they're,
absolutely.
And they're dying here. Let's go to a couple. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just think that it's tough. It's tough in many ways, I think, to try and compare what happened 30 or 40 years ago to what happens now in terms of the way the managers do their business. Derek Shelton has always been, and to his credit, always maintained that he has those conversations behind closed doors. So we don't know. I mean, he could be, you know, chewing out O'Neill Cruz. And here's the other part of it, okay? I love people that say basically, oh, you got to bench O'Neill Cruz. I mean, I get it.
Was he benched yesterday? He's hitting 351 against lefties since the All-Star break, and he didn't play.
Okay, well, maybe he was benched, or maybe he just needed a day off. And even if he was benched, we'll never know that he was benched. They'll just say he had a scheduled day off or whatever the crap they say.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But what I'm saying is Derek Shelton has always maintained I have those conversations behind closed doors. The other part of it is benching O'Neill Cruz is cutting off your nose to spite your face in many ways.
I don't know. I would have benched him when he didn't run out of the box and turn a double into a single. Aaron Boone benched Gleyber Torres in a game just last week, 2 weeks ago. He benched Gleyber Torres because the guy didn't run out of the box.
There was another.
You can do it.
There was another instance of a manager benching a guy. One of his I forget what it was like. He benched him for a very similar reason.
Yeah.
And they pulled him out of the game. And it was, oh, I know who it was. Help me out. The phenom, the number one prospect for the Pirates or two,
Tamar Johnson.
Tamar Johnson. Wasn't it him? They benched him for his last at-bat.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're not gonna be Billy Martin on the top step of the dugout fighting guys, but every once in a while.
Why not?
Every once in a while, even with the modern athlete, you can Clint Hurdle bench McCutcheon, I might add, on May 12th, 2011.
Right.
And Boone benched Torres the other day in the second inning. He didn't run out of the box on a line drive off the fence. Settled for a single. That's exactly what happened with Cruz. Rowdy has not run out. G1 Bay didn't run out of grounder the other day. That's why we played the Wainer clip. Shelton says they play really hard, like that's what they hang their hat on. They're not even doing that. And there doesn't seem to be any ramifications for when they don't. But anyway, back to the futures of these guys. Let's get back to the phones because they're lighting up like Filippone at a Syracuse basketball game.
The lines are full. Let's start with Daryl in Houston.
Hi, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Joe, I got to tip my hat to you on your interview. You were firm, but you were fair. You asked the questions that needed to be asked. But I'm going to talk to what Paul just said in regards to Murtaugh and all that. It tends to lead to what you see with the Pirates. It's about accountability. ain't about the modern athlete, and it ain't about the prehistoric athlete. It's about performance and accountability. And I was taken aback by his reaction because it seems like he's not anticipating or expecting the questions that you ask to be asked. And that's beyond reason because you're in a performance-based business. That's your job. But he has, as Chris Muller said, or Mosey said months ago, he doesn't have a feel for the game. It looks like he's colored by numbers. It looks like he uses analytics for bad decision-making. Case in point, Joey Bart was 0 for 3 against this person, so we're not going to run him out there. I'm like, is that enough data or sample size, even from an analytical perspective, to make a decision when he's one of your better hitters that you're going to say 0 for 3? That ain't even a full ball game. If he was 0 for 10, that's a different conversation. But 0 for 3? What are we talking about? And one other point, guys, you can always question different nitpick at different plays or different decisions because they lend and tend to your decision-making process. And when you're going through these dregs and we're looking at your decisions from a different perspective because now the games are important, they have a level of importance. Before we poo-pooed it away because we weren't going nowhere, we weren't looking to go nowhere. But when you got to the thick of it, your decision-making was questionable. The accountability of your team was questionable. The situational hitting is the worst I've ever seen in baseball. They can't do anything in regards to that. And now you're talking about, hey, Joe, I don't think your definition of this is different from mine. No, it's not. It's the same. They're bad, period. Sorry about the rant, guys, but it just pisses me off about the Pirates, period.
Thank you, Daryl. That was a good rant. Paul, things are going so bad that even their sheets agreement is coming under fire now. Did you see that story?
Well, that wasn't the same Daryl of the famous Zangrilli clip, is it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know who that was.
That was Daryl.
No, I think that was Daryl.
Was that the same guy that was just on?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Well, where do you fall on his call? Are you with Sangrilli there? What do you think stood out about that call, Paul?
I mean, it was an all-timer just because of his passion and energy the whole way through. If that had been me, I'd have started breathing hard and breathing heavy after, trying to take that. But he did it all seemingly in one breath.
It was incredible. Let's go to the next one.
Here is Rich in Carmichael's.
Hello, Rich.
Am I here now?
You certainly are, sir. I'd like to be the first one to say welcome.
Thank you. I enjoy the show. You guys do a good job there.
Thank you.
There's three quick comments.
Yes.
Unlike the other day when Shelby says, doesn't think we're playing bad baseball. First of all, I think he should go to the ophthalmologist because I think he has cataracts or he's living in dreamland. And the other thing is, if they had a manager like Greg Council, I guarantee you wouldn't see this type of baseball. They'd be running out bases. They'd be doing all the little things they're supposed to do. And he is a good manager, or he was. But Sheldon never was a good manager. And the thing is, I wish him all the luck, but he does not deserve to be here next year. I can live with the general manager maybe a little bit more, but the manager needs to go. Somebody batting 166 does not bat third in my lineup, period. The thing is, they need help. They need another manager, and that's what they need to do. I enjoy the show. Thank you, sir.
I don't blame you for feeling that way about any of that. I mean, again, when I say that Charrington deserves the beginning of next season, listen, yesterday's lineup was a fireable offense. That lineup was a fireable offense. If Bob Nutting walked into Charrington's office today, slapped down the lineup in front of him from yesterday and said, "You're fired and here's why," you'd understand it. Connor Joe batting third.
But again, here's the defense that is always going to be the defense. You aren't privy to the analytics and the batter pitcher matchup, you know, combined with a ballpark and all the other things. And every angle we look at, when we put that lineup out there, it's designed to be the optimal, you know, best lineup for the situation of the day against that pitcher in that ballpark. That's what they'll always tell you.
Greg Brown was even on it yesterday. Like, wait a second. Shelton said Cruz is not playing today because it's against a lefty, yet he's hitting .351 against lefties. I think you might be right if that's what you were on to before. Did he get benched yesterday and we were just afraid to say it? Like, why the hell wouldn't he play?
But again, here's the thing.
Well, maybe because he can't catch the ball.
Here's the thing.
What am I thinking?
You had Joe batting third, Hayes batting fifth.
And then look at your bottom three.
Taylor Cruz, Grandal and Triola.
Yeah.
Triolo's
still at 199. Grandal's average is too low to even, it doesn't, a calculator can't go low.
No, they had Bart batting fourth. Honestly, I'd have Bart batting third, De La Cruz batting fourth.
De La Cruz?
I mean, he hasn't been great, but he's better than, I mean, okay.
He stinks.
Is he better than Connor Cho? Let me put it this way:
about the same.
Does he have a better chance of hitting a home run than Connor Cho?
No, okay. Maybe. And since he got to Pittsburgh, he's hit none.
Okay, but my point is:
wait a second. Does he not have an extra base hit since he got here?
I think he's got one double, maybe.
He's batting .167. But that gets back to, if there is a defense of Shelty, it's that he has no good options.
Okay, but here's the thing then. Connor Joe batting third doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
No.
Okay. If Cruz is not playing, here's your options. Connor Joe, Hayes, De La Cruz, Michael DFA Taylor.
Yeah.
Grandal,
yeah.
Or Triola.
I'd rather have any one of them but Connor Joe.
Are you kidding me?
Connor Joe is a pitcher since the end of May. He's hitting .168
since the
end of May.
And guess what?
And I'll tell you this much.
Wait.
And I promise you this much, that Paul Skenes, if he had a month to ramp up, would be the fourth or fifth best hitter in this lineup. Is there donuts here?
No, Jersey Mike's sandwiches.
Right, let's go get that. We're past the hour by an hour anyway.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other guys go out there with Arias hitting first. They could have had him for nobody.
Joe is batting 35 points higher than Triolo, 39 points higher than Grandal, 28 points higher than Taylor. I mean,
talk about damning him with faint praise. Yes, but that was all in April and May.
Right.
Since then, nothing. Almost literally nothing. Key Brian Hayes, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy top a ball this many times, it's like if the idea of the game was to top a soft grounder, this guy would be an 8-time batting champion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.